All right, welcome to Coach's Corner, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Alex Von Coitel, the voice of your ice race, happy to bring you a second road game here in Amarillo. Tonight, you're listening to Ice Race Hockey on the Ice Race Broadcast Network, HockeyTV.com, and 1230 AM Sports Radio Corpus Christi. I caught up with the Ice Race assistant coach today, Brian Anderson. Coach, a much-needed win yesterday. Really good start to the road stretch the Ice Race are about to embark on. Four third-period goals. What did you and Coach Flynn say to them during the second intermission?
You know, Alex, it was a lot of the same things we've been telling them throughout the entire season, really. That when we stick to our structure and we stick to our game plan, we're a very tough team to play against because we defend so well and we get pucks out quick. We finally got the monkey off our back, so to speak, and we were able to score some goals in bunches there. We thought it was going to be an ugly one, but it ended up being four real pretty ones, and the boys are excited, and it was a great win for them.
Coach, you run the defenseman on the bench. There have been a couple of additions to that decor. One of them debuted last night. The other will tonight. Last night, Mikael Steinacher. What did you see out of him in his debut as an Ice Ray?
We were very happy with his play. He came down to us from Omaha in the USHL. He's a 6'7" defenseman who really uses his stick well, and he's tough for the opposing team's forwards to play against because of his reach. He jumped in, learned our systems in 48 hours and really played a complete game last night, and we were able to use him not only 5-on-5 but on the penalty kill as well.
And speaking of the penalty kill, Coach, it did struggle a little bit last night. It started off pretty strong, killing the first three penalties, including a brief 5-on-3, but then they dropped three straight. Was there something you noticed in particular that sort of caused that flip?
Alex, if you look at the numbers, they tell a little different story than what the game actually was. Our penalty kill was very good last night. A couple of bounces our way, we go 8-for-8. The structure was good. We kept them to the outside. We weren't giving up a lot of quality scoring chances from inside the house, so to speak. Both myself and Brad were very happy with the way the penalty killed last night. They did not get rewarded the way they should have gotten rewarded. A lot of guys were sacrificing. CJ Regula, had a great shot block. Brendan Miller was blocking shots. There are a couple changes we need to make and some improvements that I need to make, and we always need to make improvements. But overall, we were very pleased with how the penalty kill played last night.
And they were definitely busy. You mentioned eight times on the penalty kill. A lot of opportunity for those killers to go out there and show what they're made of. That was a season high, by the way, eight PKs. Is that just a byproduct, you think, of playing against this Amarillo team?
It's a lot of things, Alex. Obviously, they have a little bit smaller rink, so the quarters are a little bit more cramped than normal, and that leads to a little bit more mucking and grinding and opportunities for some stick fouls to be called. We want to stay out of the box. We want to keep it to four or less, and that's going to be a message that we have tonight and going forward this season. But like I said, overall, our penalty kill was very good last night.
And as we go forward, this team really did show what it was capable of last night, particularly in that third period. Got a big win to start the road stretch. What are your keys to another W tonight?
Hockey in the end is a very simple game, and we're not going to try to reinvent the wheel. We're going to stick to our structure. We're going to play a physical, fast, skilled-type game. And as long as we do that, we should be able to pick up another two.
I appreciate your time. Thanks so much, Coach.
You're welcome, Alex. Thank you.
That's Ryan Anderson, the assistant coach for your Corpus Christi Ice Rays. We'll be back in just a few minutes to bring you starting lineups and more right after this.